Today, we're delving into a profoundly disturbing eyewitness account, a report that details an act of cruelty and confrontation. This report describes an incident where a witness heard 6 shots being fired behind the shop. They weren't particularly loud, but what was clear were the sounds of projectiles ricocheting off metal and the sounds of a cat in extreme pain crying. The witness investigated these sounds. Upon walking to the side of the shop, she found a bald man, appearing to be in his 50s, actively shooting. George Gebrin, owner of Junk King, was later charged. He had a very large black gun with about a 4-inch silencer attached, and he was firing into 2 cages. Inside these cages were a black cat and a gray cat. Shooting cats in cages. That's a deliberate act of cruelty. The witness saw the actual shooting of these animals. Before the witness could intervene, she watched the man fire 1 more shot into the cage of a gray cat. She approached him immediately, pleading for him to release the cats to her. The witness stated she was their caregiver and was responsible for them. She desperately wanted to take the animals, but there was a chain-link fence between the killer and the caregiver. The killer's response was cold. He told the witness that they were on his property and, quote, "These feral cats are done for and you won't be getting them," end quote. Throughout this exchange, the witness could both see and hear the 2 cats screaming in pain. So the cats were still alive, still suffering, and he refused to hand them over. That's an astonishing level of callousness, especially while holding a gun. The caregiver pointed out that she could see their heads up, that they were not dead, and reiterated that she would care for them. She identified them as the cats she fed every day, but he refused again. She tried to reason with him and challenge his actions further. She told him he wasn't allowed to be shooting any firearm within city limits. She continued to plead with him for about 5 minutes to hand them over, all while he still had the gun in his hands. The witness felt he was trying to scare her away because he wouldn't put the gun down. He just kept arguing. An armed man, actively engaged in cruelty, refusing to de-escalate. He actually asked for her phone number so that he could get the future cats he's going to catch to her. The witness felt unsafe and did not provide her information. This was suggesting it wasn't an isolated incident for him. After the fruitless pleading and him fighting her requests, the caregiver ran to get her phone and called 911. However, by the time an officer arrived, the man was gone. He took the cages, cats and gun, and left. He vanished, obviously hiding close to the crime. The officer took the witness's statement and searched, but found nothing. However, later advocates found large bloodstains, cat cans, and signs of fur that the officer missed. There were signs of earlier violence. The caregiver had been noticing concerning signs for about a week prior. She'd seen puddles of blood all along the side of her shop, by the cat's feeding area, and by the trash and recycling bins. Even more disturbing, a significant number of her cats had gone missing. So this act of violence wasn't out of the blue. It appears to be part of a disturbing pattern, with disappearing cats and bloodstains leading up to this direct confrontation. This person seems to have been systematically targeting these animals. The caregiver knew her cats were missing because they all came when she called them every morning and night. She states that currently she is missing the majority of her cats, which paints a picture of ongoing, calculated harm. This account is a stark reminder of the cruelty that can occur. If you found this discussion thought-provoking, consider taking action. Please come and support the caregiver at the public pretrial for George Gebrin that will be held at the Ada County Courthouse April 8th at 8:30 a.m., Judge Tollefson. Share this with someone.